And welcome to you all. It is Portia and the guides. And our topic this week is love yourself most of all. We know that this coming week is the week of what you celebrate as Valentine's Day, which is all about romance and sweethearts and having your heart's desire fulfilled. Many of the pathways of energy that are around this celebration, if you will call it that, involve looking outside of yourself, that others are responsible or would be there to fulfill all of your needs, to hold you close every time you need it, to anticipate your needs and desires. It is romantic fantasy we see, and this is not in any way able to give you the love, the compassion, the comfort, the security that your heart is desiring. The only place this can come from is the God that created you, and you with you. You loving yourself most of all. This can be a challenge because there is an idea that loving yourself is selfish and self-centered and narcissistic. This is not what we mean by saying love yourself first. It is not the ego we are speaking of to love, that ego that perhaps is greedy and cannot ever get enough and is wounded and hurt and cannot be filled up, we will add, by anything from the outside. So come back home to your true self, your true nature and design by the God that created you. Who is this being, this beautiful, radiant being? We ask you this week to be quiet and to tune into who you truly are. This is your spirit. This is the unique and special design. No one else has your design or your nature. How magnificent is this? So as you tune in to who you truly are, you will feel the greatest love and compassion and kindness for yourself. This is where love begins, dear ones. It must begin with you. As you love yourself, you fill up with God's love, and it overflows from your being. This is the love that you are wishing to express to all of life, not a limited, egocentric love that is expecting something in return. It is simply flowing through you, blessing you, and expressing out into the world. We see that many of you are not kind to yourself. And this is your human self, because as you know, your spirit is your spirit and is untouched by the density of the third dimension. As a human being, there are many challenges here and many requirements of you as a human being. And there are times when you may feel unkind feelings, or you may want to strike out at another who you believe has hurt you, or you feel despondent because of all of the events on the earth right now, political, social, economic, it goes on and on. These things are outside of you. Those things that are of the world nature. You are responsible for you. And as a human being, there are imperfections. Yes, indeed. These you must have compassion for, being kind to yourself, giving yourself a break when you do something and you understand it wasn't the best thing to do. Understanding that you are doing your best, giving your best. And sometimes, depending on the situation and circumstance, for example, when you are feeling sick, your best is different. Be kind. Be gentle. Have humor with yourself as you are aware of areas that need improvement, yes, but come to these areas and these situations with love, kindness, compassion, tenderness, and a sense of humor is always healing. As a human being, there is no perfection, as you would call it. There is love. There is excellence. There is the heart of God that you are tuning into. And as you do this, you feel the love of God for you, and it can fill you. Fill you up to overflowing. We ask you during this week of the Valentine's Day celebration to come back home to yourself and to do an accounting, so to speak, of who you are truly, and to feel the love of who you are. This one-of-a-kind nature and design of who you are. Yes, take accounting of areas, perhaps, where there could be improvement, and see light. Light all around these areas. Do not linger there, because as you are asking for the light to be revealed on these areas, it will come to you what to do. But it will be a gentle and graceful calling forward, not punishment. This is just an aspect of what it means to love yourself first and most of all, especially to those of you who are mothers, who give your all to your children and your family. Take this time and this moment to come back home and to love yourself honestly, truly, wholeheartedly, completely, with understanding and joy. Our love and blessings are with you always. Namaste.